If you're brand new to Tactile Civics and have yet to attend one of our introduction seminars, you may still be wondering just what these two tools are that the Founding Fathers crafted into our Constitution to enable its enforcement. Once we've achieved substantial successes in our current actions number one and number two, and as a result, are a formidable, large, civically educated force in many counties of the Republic, we will, in a very orchestrated fashion, move to action number three. Get heard, get enforcement in the counties. In numbers of prepared counties located in strategically chosen states around the Republic, we will begin going before those county elected servants to politely demand, hence get heard, that they pass our two ordinances. The first, to recognize and formalize that grand jury will be fully operational in the county and facilitate that by placing and maintaining a grand jury webpage on the county government website. And the second, to recognize and formalize that necessary, well-regulated, constitutional volunteer militia will be fully embraced and operational in the county, again facilitated by placing and maintaining a militia webpage on the county government website. A pertinent fact to remember here is this. Of all the things delineated in the Constitution, militia is the only one articulated by the founders as being necessary to the security of a free state. Go ahead, look it up. Second Amendment. Once the county legislative body has fulfilled its duty as our representatives by certifying these two ancient and effective institutions, both of which predate the United States Constitution, grand jury and well-regulated militia will quickly be stood up in the given county and together will finally return we the people to our rightfully recognized position as the boss. Via grand jury and militia, we will get enforcement right here in our own counties. Just imagine how that will look and feel. You, as a true member of we the people, by virtue of your willingness to take action and do the civic chores, will be free to volunteer to be a part of the grand jury pool in your own county. Or, as that same willing member of We the People, you'll be free to volunteer and be trained for some appropriate role in the county's new recognized and constitutional militia. Breathe in deeply because the civic chore opportunities will abound. Chances are, constitutional grand jury will be impaneled perpetually for some time to come as we the people begin actually and finally to superintend the government we created. Should suspicions arise about the constitutional legality of an elected servant's actions, for example, an impaneled grand jury backed by militia will be able to investigate and, finding sufficient evidence, indict, so that a petit jury can try, convict, and see to the incarceration of that criminal servant. Again, we will get enforcement right here in our own counties. Now, let's move to action number four in the next brief video.